Radio Chico hat ein nächstes Live-Telefon-Interview am Start hier an der Weltfriedenswoche 2019. Und das Mal telefonieren wir auf Japan zu der Masami Sayonji. Sie ist Chairperson von der Gai Peace Foundation, wo sich für Frieden einsetzt und dafür eine Friedenskultur zu etablieren rund um die Welt. Das Interview wird auf Englisch stattfinden und die Tochter von der Masami Sayonji übersetzt das auf Japanisch und so geht es hin und her. Wir können uns sicher irgendwie verständigen. Alle weiteren Infos zu der Gai Peace Foundation gibt's jetzt live und direkt. Hello, Yuka, can you hear me?
It's very nice to be here with my mother, Masami.
As I said in the introduction, you are going to translate to Japanese and back to English so we can have this conversation.
Yes.
First, I would like to for your mother to quickly introduce herself. She's the chairperson of the foundation, as I said in the introduction. Maybe she could tell us how she got to the point where she is today.
Okay, so first of all, thank you so much for selecting me and interviewing me here at Radio Chica. And it's such an honor. It has been my dream that one day when I retire, that I would love to work with children and inspire children and learn from children. So I'm so happy and grateful for this opportunity. As of introduction, I was born during the World War II, and as you all know, after the World War II, there was a bomb hit in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and it affected whole of Japan, and everything was lost. It was gone in a minute. During that time, my father, foster father, Masahisa Goi, stood up to help these in need, to help those who are suffering after the war. He was a philosopher and a great spiritual teacher, and he heard people suffering at that time, and for those in hunger, for those who lost their homes, for those who don't know what to do, he always helped and offered in many ways he can. But as a promise, he always asked everyone to pray for peace of the world, not only for Japan, not only for those around, but for the whole world, and that it was the mission of Japan from now on to pray on behalf of all humanity, for all humankind. And so no matter what situation they may be in, whether it's a child or elder or disabled, everyone was to pray for peace of the whole world. That's how he came up with this philosophy and peace prayer. May peace prevail on earth. I took on his philosophy, his passion, his belief. And since when I was little, I used to go and help others. I was always helping and trying to work for the orphans and children around me who were suffering. So I was able to take on his mission. And since then, I have been praying and working for peace for over 60 years. That's my story.
And the ideas of your father turned into the Gai Peace Foundation as it is today. Your goal is to create a culture of peace, and you have also listed on your website four different ways in which you would like to achieve this goal. What I would like to know more about are the educational programs for young people that you offer. Could you tell us a little bit about what those programs are and how you teach those values to the kids and the young people?
はい、あの財団の設立はあの日本だけではなくて、すべての国境や人種や民族やそれから宗教を超えて、人間はすべて命は等しく、そして命は神聖であり、そして生きる権利があり、自由があり、誰からも束縛しないで生きるようを、その。
Okay, so the Gai Peace Foundation's mission is for all countries. Beyond any country or religion or culture, we must all understand that all life have right and dignity and freedom, and I call this the divine spark. But we are all born with this right and divine spark in us, and we are given this right, and it could never be taken away from others. So we must learn that, and we must educate children to share this truth. And we all are different. We all have our uniqueness, and we all have our talents, and we all have our different colors. But the education does not teach us that, and is led to one way. And it creates more of self-ego or self-interest, self-right, all that. But beyond that, no, we must give education to children to know that we cannot create, we can't have war anymore. We all must have come together, not only those who are leading the country, and it's not for us to blame that on the leaders or to just keep on saying bad things about it, but it's just for each one of us to stand up and work for peace and come together. So that's how the Goy Peace Foundation came up, and we have four principles, like you say, and it's the reverence of life. We have to tell them that everyone has the right to as life, and that we have our differences, and to respect each other's differences. We must have gratitude to nature, because nature is the one that lets us live, and the balance and harmony between spirit and material. So this has been the principle of the Goy Peace Foundation, and we have been doing different education programs. One is the essay contest that you have asked us, and we do a lot of programs in Japan about ESD and the STDs these days. But as myself, my passion and my education is just to meet different children, and every time I want to tell each children that their life is so beautiful, so precious, and they can be just themselves, and that's the perfect and special thing. That's my message.
What would you tell not only children, but maybe everyone in the world? What would be your most important message in regards to peace that you would like to share?
ありがとう。素晴らしい質問をしてくださいました。私が一番みんなに全人類にお話ししたいのは、絶対に否定的な言葉、批判、人を非難、批判する言葉を使ってはいけないということ。そして、みんな、その、批判や非難される人は必ず、欠点は持っているんです。欠点をつついてその人を直そうとするのは間違っている。それは黙っといて、いい、もう未来、いい、その性格とか素質とかを認め
た。Thank you for these questions. What I would like to say to everyone in the world is to choose your own words. Be responsible and of your words. Never criticize others easily. Everyone has flaws, mistakes.And maybe some negative parts, but always look and search of the good within them and good in others, to know that we are all special and unique. I always speak of the words of the power of words. The words have the power to kill. The words have the power to start war. The words have the power to destroy, and a word can also save.Just one word can bring war, and one word can create peace. We don't realize the power of the words we use. For example, if someone is very sick and the doctor says, you can't live anymore, at that moment, with those words, that sick person becomes a patient and he gives up hope for living and then eventually is guided to his death.But if a doctor says, you are okay, you will live, that brings out the possibility in that person. That gives them the energy, and it gives up the power within them. This is the power of words. So my message to everyone, all children and adults, don't choose negative words easily, and be conscious of your words. Please know that negative words... is more powerful than you think. A lot of Japanese children commit suicide because of bullying, but these bullying comes from words from other children. And so we don't recognize how powerful, how harmful a word is. But at the same time, if you use the word of hope, if you use the word of light, peace, and love, those words let others in joy and in peace and give hope to them. So know, please know the power of words. And please speak and live and work on your words. This is my message. And one more thing? So yes, that's my message to you.
Okay, Yuka and Masami Sayonji, thank you very much for joining us during our World Peace Week here on Radio Chico. We wish you...
Great. Thank you very much. You gave me such a wonderful, point for me. So I'm so proud. So thank you very much for your great...
Thank you too, and we wish you all the best for your future projects and good luck with the foundation and its goals. Thank you for being a part of the World Peace Week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.